Hi guys, just back with another of these short NBA fantasy check-ins. Today we're going to be looking at the Hornets, we're going to be looking at the Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Follow me on Twitter at @RedRock_Bball and follow the Locked On Podcast Network at Locked On NBA Net. This is, of course, your fantasy check-in for Locked On Fantasy Basketball. All right, guys, let's do a fantasy check-in now on the Charlotte Hornets, having a look at what's been happening with the Hornets, especially over the last couple of weeks. Just checking in there, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist returned last game from his ankle injury, which had cost him the last six games, came back in and did what he has been doing for the majority of the season, and that's providing some solid block numbers, some okay steal numbers. He's probably rostered in far too few leagues, more of a streamer for your standard formats. The other guy who's put up some big numbers, actually a top 100 player over the last 2 weeks, is Marvin Williams. He's playing 30 minutes a night, averaging 10.5 points with 6 rebounds, shooting 50% and 43% from 3. But I think those minutes with Kidd-Gilchrist now back in the mix, they won't be able to stick as high. So his value is more relegated to 14-team leagues. While Nick Batum is struggling, only 29 minutes a game over the last 7. His assists are way down. I don't really see the assists changing too much this season. It just appears Borrego's offense isn't interested in having him handle the ball. I think in a 10-team league, you could consider moving on from Batum. I think I still want to hold him in 12-teamers. While Miles Bridges, the rookie who's shown plenty of flashes, just isn't a guy I think that's going to impact standard leagues this season, with Jeremy Lamb playing as well as he is, Malik Monk showing a few flashes, Batum's still there, Kidd-Gilchrist, Williams. There just aren't enough minutes for Bridges, who's showing, you know, some positive signs, really good, you know, advanced stats, you know, blocking a lot of shots for a player of his age and his position. There just aren't enough minutes for him to be an impact fantasy guy outside of, say, 16 and probably more realistically 18-team leagues. Quickly on Kemba Walker, he's been fantastic, the number 9 player over the last 2 weeks. You know, shooting the ball well, usage up, assists at career-high levels as well. I think there will be some regression, probably down into the teens in terms of his ranks, but he's been amazing and keeping this team running for the majority of the season. Hi everyone, let's do a fantasy check-in on the Chicago Bulls. It's hard to get a full grasp of the Bulls, obviously missing three consistent rotation players, Chris Dunn, Lauri Markkanen, and Bobby Portis for the majority of the season. Hard to get a full grasp on that, but those guys all seem like they are primed for a return in the next week or two. All three of those players should be back. I'd expect that Dunn and Portis, both coming off knee injuries, will come back on pretty restrictive minutes caps. Markkanen a little bit as he gets his conditioning back, but he won't take as long to get back to those minutes. Over the last couple of weeks, Justin Holiday has been thriving, a top 30 player in that time. I don't think that's going to be able to stick. In fact, I think when everyone returns, we'll see Holiday drop down to maybe outside the top 100. Still probably a 12-team league guy. He's hitting a ton of threes and getting a lot of steals, but he's doing it in 35 minutes per game, and he's shooting it well above career numbers. So I do expect that to drop off for Justin Holiday. I also think Jabari Parker, who's been a top 40 player these last 2 weeks, won't be able to keep that up when Markkanen and Portis return. That's going to shift minutes from Parker, who was getting a 37-38 as a starting power forward. It's going to take a lot of those minutes away there, and it's going to either force him into playing the small forward role, which could impact Justin Holiday, or just not have him playing at all, which could really, you know, obviously drop his numbers off pretty considerably. Wendell Carter Jr., also a significant buy low player in my opinion. He's struggling at the moment with foul trouble, averaging just 23 minutes a game over his last 7. But he is still a top 140 player in that time, and when those minutes come back up to 30, which once he learns to stay out of foul trouble, they will, then the numbers will rise back to being a top 100 or top 90 player. Well, Ryan Archer-Jackineau, as long as Chris Dunn is out, Archer-Jackineau has this assists and steals streaming type value, but then after that, he goes back to being a 20-team-like player as the predominant backup point guard in Chicago. Just a quick mention on Zach LaVine as well, whose shooting has cooled off after a red-hot start. He's shooting just 41% over the last 6 games, including 22% from 3. Still scoring well because his usage is through the roof, but Dunn, Markkanen, and Portis, they are all going to impact Levine's usage. Not by huge amounts, but a 2 or 3 percentage point drop's not unfathomable. And then with the lack of defensive numbers, the lack of efficiency, it could really impact his numbers. He's currently the 89th ranked player over the last 2 weeks, and I imagine that could be where he sits when all those other players return. Hi everyone, let's do a quick fantasy check-in on the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are without Kevin Love for the foreseeable future. We're probably looking into the new year before Love returns. A couple of guys whose return is on the horizon though, Sam Decker and George Hill. I don't imagine Hill's going to be coming in and taking Colin Sexton's starting job, but the return of Decker does complicate things for Larry Nance. Nance started the last game with both Decker and David Nwaba out, but I imagine when Decker and Nwaba return, Nance is going to be limited to playing that backup role behind Tristan Thompson. We do have to talk about Thompson, who is a top 70 player over the last 2 weeks, averaging 13.5 and 13.5. He really is providing you value in two categories, though. It's field goal percentage and it's rebounds. Although, to be fair, he is averaging 1.5 steals over that time. He is a guy to roster for now. I don't think that's going to last all season because I don't think he's going to keep playing 32, 33, 34 minutes a night. Remarkably, Larry Nance over the last 2 weeks is still a top 75 player despite being shunted in and out of the lineup. I have my concerns as to how Larry Drew will deal with him. He is worth a speculative look at the moment just to grab him and see exactly what Drew does. But if we're going off past history, Drew is going to leave him to play the 16 minutes backing up Tristan Thompson, and that's it when Decker, when Nwaba are both there to play that power forward role. He shouldn't, but that's what's been happening. As for Colin Sexton, his numbers look pretty sexy in the points column, 19 points per game over the last seven, but that still ranks him outside the top 130. According to Jacob Goldstein's PIPM metric and wins added, he is the worst player on the Cavs team who's actually a negative in adding wins. No other player is a negative on that team, and a PIPM of negative 2.55, and that's because he just doesn't help in other areas. His value over the last couple of weeks is fueled by a very high percentage of mid-range shots being taken and made, giving him that 47% field goal, and he's hitting 44% from three, but only 4 rebounds, 3 assists, under half a steal, and only 1 3. Those sort of things is what's going to cap his fantasy value. If you could trade him for someone who really buys into the points mentality of a player's value, then I'd be looking to deal Sexton, try and get a top 80 guy back, because I just don't think he's going to be able to be that guy for the rest of the season, regardless of if he's starting or coming off the bench. In 30 minutes a night, Sexton isn't even guaranteed to be a top 150 player, let alone a top 100 guy. But if people think that this recent run of form is sustainable, I would be trying to make that deal and trade him away. Chetty Osman has got the minutes back. The production's not quite there. Still can't hit his shots. He's a must-add 14-team league guy. I think he is a 12-team league player, but the efficiency is just something we have to deal with at the moment. While Rocket Rodney Hood is a nice points streamer, but far from a must-roster player.